When the factories close and the blue-collar jobs dry up, what's a guy to do? The Full Monty is a new British comedy that takes a look at changing gender roles brought on by the loss of traditional male jobs. Our film critic John Powers has a review.
If you think Hollywood is liberal, just look at the British film industry. I've seen hundreds of English films since Margaret Thatcher became Prime Minister in 1979, and I can't remember one that supported her, John Major, or the Conservative Party's policies. In fact, the most inescapable theme of British filmmaking over the last 20 years has been how the Thatcherite embrace of the free market has shattered the lives of working people. Earlier this year, Brastoff told the story of a group of coal miners who enter a brass band contest as a way of salvaging their dignity when their mine is shut down. Now comes The Full Monty, a populist comedy about laid-off steelworkers. The scene is Sheffield, a once-booming Yorkshire city whose steel mills have been shut down, costing thousands of workers their jobs. One of these is the charming, slightly fishy Gaz, played by Robert Carlyle. Gaz is divorced and needs money in order to keep seeing his son. But he's not the only one hit hard by unemployment, whose toll is psychological as well as economic. His pudgy pal Dave is having marital woes because he can no longer perform in bed. There seems to be no way out until one night, a group of Chippendale dancers descend on Sheffield. Gaz sees the packed house and has a brainstorm. He and his friends should put on a strip show of their own, not one of those acts where everybody's a bodybuilder or pretty boy, but where ordinary men uncover themselves. For added publicity, Gaz announces that the men will strip buck naked. They'll do the full Monty. And so, Gaz begins to organize the show, finding dancers, learning routines, and most difficult, dealing with the resistance of others, as when he approaches his ex-foreman Gerald, a ballroom dancer.
Off to the office, I'll be told.
As a matter of fact, yes, I bloody am. Put that back. Put it back!
Say that. Interview. In the bloody bag. May. I know him from Addison's. And I can do the job standing on me head. And I won't have to look at your ugly mugs ever again.
Oh, come on, Gerald, we just need a bit of help.
Oh, I'm sorry, pal. There's nothing I can do to help the likes of you. Nothing.
Just want to know about dancing, that's all.
Dancers have coordination, skill, timing, fitness and grace. Take a long, hard look in the mirror. Now I'm busy.
In recent months, the press has been flooded with articles about Ewan McGregor, the handsome young Scottish star of Trainspotting, who's being touted for Hollywood superstardom. But the great Scottish actor to have emerged in the last few years is actually Robert Carlyle, who was also in Trainspotting, where he played the loutish psychopath Begbie. A small, lean man with the intensity of a Brando or De Niro, Carlyle has a flair for genuinely scary characters. But he's also able to pull off a role like Gaz, a likable, easygoing dude whose essential decency we never doubt for a second. Without ever seeming saccharine, he exudes an endearing sweetness. This makes him ideal for The Full Monty, whose writer Simon Beaufoy and director Peter Cattaneo give the action the crowd-pleasing warmth of a Depression-era movie from Warner Brothers. While their desire to woo us keeps the story predictable, it lacks the jaggedness or inspired lunacy found in Mike Leigh and Ken Loach, the movie's breeziness is thoroughly enjoyable. There's something intrinsically ridiculous about middle-aged men doing the funky chicken, especially while peeling off their clothes. But the humor is never mocking or cruel. Unlike a film such as Fargo, in which characters are introduced just so the audience can snicker at their stupidity, The Full Monty casts a generous eye on its characters' foibles. We may laugh at Gaz's scheming or at Fat Dave's bumbling, but we respect their humanity. We recognize that beneath all the comedy, their dance routines have a serious meaning. Here are steelworkers who feel emasculated at losing their jobs. Just to survive, these men strip themselves naked and offer themselves up to their community as objects of voyeuristic desire. To regain their sense of manhood, they play a role traditionally associated with women. Although this switch in sex roles is presented humorously, it unleashes an incredible, liberating energy. When Gaz and his mates finally bound on stage, the audience goes berserk, both on screen and in the movie theater. The Full Monty is not a great movie, but it's something that most people may like better. It's the one film I've seen this year where audiences actually walk out giddy.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue.